Greetings, everyone. It's time once again for the Sunday School Lesson Preview. Thanks for joining me and welcome back. This month's unit is entitled Calls in the New Testament, and in this unit, we will be examining calls into New Testament ministry. New Testament ministry may be considered those things which are done to serve the body of Christ. Everyone in the church should be in, or should be preparing to be in, a serving relationship within the body of Christ. Today's lesson, entitled Call to Witness, focuses on the calling of the first deacons and a distinction between a physical and spiritual ministry within the church. The apostles were the leaders of the first church, and when a problem arose, the church came to them for a solution. The apostles realized that the solution to this problem required hands-on supervision, for which they themselves didn't have the time to commit, for it would require them to neglect the Word of God. Churches throughout the centuries, and especially in our own community, have suffered much because we have not done all we can to protect the time and importance of those responsible for bringing us the Word of God. While the physical needs are important, the spiritual needs are no less and perhaps more important and could not suffer because a physical need arose. Therefore, the apostles delegated the responsibility of this problem to others who were called deacons or servants. The apostles established the criteria for the ones they wanted to take care of this ministry and gave them their blessings. And even though there were 5,000 men beside women and children in the church, they only asked for 7 men or 1 deacon for every 715 men. Finally, 2 of the deacons, Stephen and Philip, also served in a teaching and preaching ministry for which Stephen became a martyr because of his testimony concerning Jesus Christ. True, authentic Christian ministry always requires sacrifice and is never about convenience. Too often, our Christianity is one of convenience and not one of service or commitment. We are all called to witness and ministry. Well, I hope this has helped you with your preparation for this Sunday's lesson. Be sure to read the background scriptures and let's prepare for a great discussion on Sunday. Until then, blessings.